The new king makes a vow. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. King Charles III says he will serve with loyalty, respect, and love as he gives its first address as monarch.
Warmth and love, and said he, as king, renewed the pledge of service she once made. He said it was brought up to cherish a sense of duty to others and to hold respect for traditions, as well as freedom, the UK's history, and parliamentary government.
As the Queen herself did with such unswerving devotion, I too now solemnly pledge myself, throughout the remaining time God grants me, to uphold the constitutional principles at the heart of our nation.
He noted the new titles among his family members: Camilla as Queen Consort, Prince William and his wife Kate, now the Prince and Princess of Wales. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Britain is in a 10-day mourning period for Queen Elizabeth. Her funeral will follow and world leaders will be there.
I don't know what the details are yet, but I will be going.
The Queen died Thursday at 96. The man accused in the Christmas parade attack in Waukesha, Wisconsin, withdraws his insanity plea. Daryl Brooks faces nearly 80 charges, including six homicide counts for the November 21st crash. And he had changed his plea not to not guilty because of insanity or mental defect back in June.
A judge accepting the withdrawal and granting a request from Brooks' attorney to reschedule a jury status hearing, pushing it to September 19th.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. And former President Trump's legal team and the Justice Department have each submitted their suggestions for who should serve as a special master to review the documents taken from Mar-a-Lago. Two sides say they will advise the federal judge on Monday on their positions on the other party's proposed candidates. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
When Texas Governor Greg Abbott bussed undocumented migrants to Chicago, Mayor Lori Lightfoot blasted him for the uncompassionate move. Now a mayor of a Chicago suburb is criticizing Lightfoot for sending some of those migrants to his town without any warning.
Burbridge Mayor Gary Grasso says he was caught off guard when more than 64 migrants were relocated to a hotel in his town. Grasso says he first heard about the group, which is expected to stay for 30 days, when residents started calling and emailing him about them. Grasso said, quote, "I'm glad that the American dream is still alive for a lot of people, as it was for my grandparents when they came here, but unhappy that nobody from the city, from the state, called and told me or my village administrator or any of our elected officials that this was happening."
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Closing arguments are set for next week in R. Kelly's latest trial.
R. Kelly's defense rested its case alongside his two co-defendants Friday. Kelly faces charges of fixing his 2008 child pornography trial and enticing minors for sex. They concluded their case after the main defense witness, Kelly's former business manager and co-defendant, Daryl McDavid, ended 3 days on the stand. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The search is over for a hiker who is missing in California.
29-year-old Tim Scrignoli tried to find water for his ailing girlfriend as temperatures soared to 110 degrees. Both had taken a hike, but Scrignoli never made it back. His body was discovered Thursday in Santa Barbara County, 4 days after he went missing. A county sheriff's spokesman saying no foul play is suspected and that the heat was likely a contributing factor to his death. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency says fighting around the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine must stop because it has caused the risk of a nuclear accident to significantly increase. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.